Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Last segment of the show. Save the best for last. Don August, former Milwaukee Brewers pitcher, joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Don, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be here.
Okay, so I first want to start off talking about the Brewers pitchers at this point, and then obviously want to talk about your book that you have out there that people can buy, too. I want to get your thoughts on pitching at American Family Field. Obviously, you pitched at County. And that was one experience. And when they built this bad boy, you know, Robin Yount was in charge of helping, and they designed it so there'd be a lot of triples and so forth. Then eventually they pull the outfield fence in, especially in right field, to make that group area. The ball clearly travels far better here than it did at County, in my opinion. Pitching in an atmosphere like this, I think, is much more difficult than people talk about.
Well, the dimensions have something to do that, you know. Robin Yount was part of that group and just tried to make the ballpark have a little, you know, place of its own and just kind of create some more triples is what the idea they wanted to make. And, you know, just at times when the ball goes in the right places, it does play into to that type of a game. So, you know, it's a pitcher. It's the same thing. My opinion is, you know, you got to get your three outs. You got to make your pitches and, you know, you got to play your defense. And, you know, but this adds a little bit of a little twin to all that, though. Yeah,
I don't want to say it's Colorado where, you know, there the ball really flies out. You got the humidor and everything else trying to keep the balls in the park. I don't think it's that, but I think there are certain stadiums in Major League Baseball where the ball flies a little bit better. Cincinnati, that's another park where the ball flew really well, and you really wanted to focus on getting those ground balls in some of these parks. What was it for you back in the day as far as those parks where you're like, man, if I leave the ball in the wrong place here, it's going to go out, where maybe if I was at home, it wouldn't?
Well, I did pitch in Denver. That was the city back in my day. And, you know, it was terrible. I mean, I saw broken bat home runs. You know, the ball traveled. You know, the outfielders had too much ground to cover. And, you know, you get a ground ball, but the field back there was a little harder, so it got through. And, you know, if you're a fly ball type of a pitcher, you know, you're really in a lot of trouble, you know. So, you know, I was more of a control pitcher, and yeah, I had sink on my fastball, and I had breaking balls that were going down. So I try to, in my game, kind of help keep the ball hit on the ground more than the air. And, yeah, it still kind of stinks, you know. And when that ball does travel, it's just it's difficult for the pitching, and it's difficult on the defense too. So, you know, you make your pitches, you know, you got to try extra hard. And sometimes you do make your pitches, and you still pay the price. So it can become like a mental thing too for pitching and defense. You know, in those types of places, like you mentioned, Cincinnati, and most of the ballparks I used to play in are pretty much gone now. But, you know, like you mentioned, those places, those parks that have to contend with that, you know, that's what you deal with as a pitcher.
The other thing about this is, and I wonder your thoughts on it, because obviously you were at UW-Milwaukee for a long time too, coaching over there. As far as all these kids, I keep calling them kids, I shouldn't call them kids, all these guys, they're coming to big leagues, like Paul Skeens, that's a grown man. you know, throwing 100 miles an hour. Jacob Mizorowski coming up for the Brewers, that's in Nashville, throwing 102, 103. This kid the other night that threw 105.5 for the Angels. That type of stuff. And I hear a lot of people go, the human body's just not meant to do that. That the wear and tear from throwing a ball like that, everything that has to go into it, eventually it's going to break down, and then you're going to end up having surgery and so forth. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there is something to that. Pitching to the radar gun. I've always hated when the radar's gun had come out and everybody, it's like golf. You know, as you become a golfer, you know, you take a few strokes off, but then you want a few more strokes off. You know, you can never be good enough. I kind of correlate to pitching. You know, you get that radar gun and you get up to the low 90s and all of a sudden you get to the mid 90s. Well, then you want to be in the upper 90s. So it's always, and I've seen guys do this. You know, they're more concerned about their radar gun readings than with how they actually pitched in a game. But then you get into a tendency to start to overthrow. And I think one time I did that. One year I was with the Brewers, they sent me down. You know, I was trying to then go back down to Denver to pull yourself together is another whole thing. But I was saying, I gotta get my readings higher. So I started to try to overthrow. And I actually strained my shoulder doing that one year when I was down there. So I don't like that idea of overthrowing, because that's what guys are trying to do nowadays, is have those high radar readings and try to blow the ball by everybody. And I do believe there's something to that that's causing a lot of these injuries. You know, how can we have more injuries? Well, now we got more technology and, you know, and exercise science and training and sports medicine and all these types of things. So I definitely think there's something there.
Talking with Don August, former Brewers pitcher, has a brand new book called Pitching to the Corners, My Post-MLB Career Abroad. We'll get to that coming out in just a couple minutes here, talking about that book. So when we talk about pitching today versus when you pitched, pitchers were expected to go seven innings, right? I mean, that's kind of where you were trying to get to, seven innings, setup guy in the eighth, closer in the ninth. Now, it's a whole big ordeal if they even get through six. And you look at last night, for instance, with the Cubs, who throw that no-hitter with Shota, they pull him out and bring two pitchers in behind him to get through the eighth and the ninth. Combined no-hitters is now the way of life in Major League Baseball versus an actual individual doing it. And they say it's for the safety of the pitcher, but that goes against what we just talked about.
Well, yeah, safety of the pitcher. I believe a grown man, professional athlete who takes care of himself, you know, it's that, to me, I call it the scary 100 pitch number. Okay, last night was a manga went, I think they took him out after seven with 95 pitches. Well, if you do average innings, which is probably close to about, say, 15 pitches in an average inning, well, sometimes there's hits. So if he's going to continue the no-hitter, he might have about 24 more pitches would have been my guess. So about 100 and, say, 15 pitches to go for a no-hitter one time.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think that would be not a problem, in my opinion. So, you know, the pitch count is a thing that's a big deal to everybody. And with a no-hitter, I feel the combined no-hitter is a nice feat. But to me, it's not a no-hitter. I consider the no-hitter is when the pitcher who is now tiring is working through the eighth and that number nine inning has to get through it. You bring in a fresh arm. Like last night, they brought in two fresh arms, eighth and ninth, and then they close the door And, you know, they got no hits. And that, to me, again, that's great. But that, to me, is not really a no-hitter. So that's where I come from.
I totally agree with you. Of this Brewers starting rotation right now, obviously we know who Freddy Peralta was. Colin Ray came on the scene last year. We knew who he was. Tobias Myers, on the other hand, I don't think anybody really knew who he was. And he's kind of taken this organization by storm as a rookie.
He has. We weren't expecting probably a lot out of him this year. You know, we had Peralta, you know, we lost Burns. So, you know, Peralta became our number one ace pitcher to, you know, start out this season. And then we kind of filled the gap a little bit with Ray. And then things happened. You know, we had pitchers getting hurt early on in the season. And, you know, we're kind of counting on Wade Miley. You know, then all of a sudden, wait a minute. So Ray got more important. Myers got an opportunity, made the most out of it. You know, kind of the thing, I mean, he was like 1-15, what, a year or two ago, and had a high 7 ERA and just really was struggling. But I think there's something with these Brewers pitching coaches and coaching staff. They got something going on magical in the background here somewhere. I mean, they're seeing guys, and it's like, okay, yeah, you're 1-15, you got a 7-plus ERA, but we see something. I don't know if they're seeing spin rates or they're seeing arm angles and then seeing maybe somehow we have the potential to add this pitch into what he's capable of doing and refining this and that. I mean, God, we turn these guys around. We've done that a lot with a lot of the relief pitchers in the past. You know, we get a relief pitcher out of nowhere who hasn't really done much, and you're thinking as a fan, like, who's this guy? What really has he done? The next thing you know, the guy's like nails out of the bullpen. You know, then they get to move on and go to another organization, but then we pluck another guy. So between the relief pitchers that I've been seeing with this and then with Myers now, these are some great stories, and there's something going on with the Brewers, and the pitching has been a real big part of our success.
I see, and I get down with what you're saying as far as, you know, what they're doing. I think it's all plan of attack and how they're deciding to attack hitters from at-bat to at-bat, one way the first at-bat, maybe another way the second at-bat, and their plan of attack versus each individual hitter, I think, is what is putting these guys in a opportunity to be successful, and them deciding, Chris Hook, deciding what pitches they're going to throw more than others, because Hook's big thing is, whatever you throw the best is what we should be throwing, and not trying to work on all this other stuff if you don't throw these other ones great.
I think so. I think that that's also kind of with, you know, I listened to Myers. He was talking on the post game or something like that, whatever it was. And he was kind of saying that same type of thing. It's like, we're trying to find something that we're good at and we're successful at, and we're getting more success working it. You know, so, I mean, again, that's where I think Chris Hook and the other pitching coaches are finding what's best for these guys. What's working for them. You know, then they got their game plan. You know, I mean, they go all over all the hitters on the opposing teams, and all right, let's work what works best and with against this guy, and you know, they're putting together some really good game plans going after these hitters, and you know, it's been a real good year watching these guys.
It's been great. Hey, you got a new book coming out in August called "Pitching to the Corners: My Post MLB Career Abroad," coming out later this month, early October. Tell us all about your new book.
Well, something that happened at the end of my career. You know, you always think you're going to be a major league pitcher forever, but, you know, that just doesn't happen. So eventually you kind of go down through the phase of where you're going to the minor leagues, hoping to make it back. But, you know, back in the 1990s, you know, these different professional leagues were out there. And Taiwan is one of the leagues places where I went to, and they end up having two different professional leagues out there. And I just was telling my friends, you know, after I come home, and some of the crazy things that happened, because you're not in America, you're an American elsewhere, and things are just done differently. You know, there's culture shock, and there's all kinds of things with language and food and just funny things that happen to you. So I would tell my friends and people about it. They go, oh, you ought to write a book about that. And I was, well, that takes time. You know, I ain't going to write a book. But finally I said, you know, maybe I will. So I kind of put some things down on some pencil and paper and shared it with some people and got people to help me write it out. And we found a publisher, and it's supposed to be coming out here, you know, maybe the end of September, maybe October. It's supposed to be in the fall time, as they kind of told me. They said they're going to start printing it here like real soon, like maybe next week or the week after. So it's real, real close. And it just tells a lot of different things you know, that occurred to me. You know, a couple of the highlights I say in the book is in the late 1990s, there's the gamblers and the gangsters were kind of getting involved and trying to work the games with players. And I caught myself in a situation where I was in a room with these gangsters and they're there to recruit me and bring me onto the, to their team. And I refused them in their face in a building. And it was kind of scary leaving the place because I was kind of like forced down an elevator, which is the good part was going down and not up. Cause if I was going up, I was going off that roof, but I made it to the bottom floor with relief. And, found the guy that brought me there who was supposed to be my friend. And so I kind of dodged a bullet there. And
literally,
it was about traveling in Mexico and the bus rides. And, you know, we had to slow down in one section traveling out in the middle of nowhere. We had to turn all our lights off on the bus, travel about 5 miles an hour for a long time. And it's because I was told the bandits come out of the hills here to attack buses and things like that passing through. And
that's,
I'm like, oh my God.
That is crazy. So, Don, I got to run. We're out of the showtime here. Thanks so much for coming on. Follow him on Twitter at DonAugust38. Get his new book now or coming up end of September, early October. Pitching to the Corners, my post-MLB career abroad.
Oh, that's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.